Hey guys, thanks for tuning in on my channel. Today I kind of wanted to talk about a book that I've read a couple of times. I don't read a lot of books more than once, but this book I've actually read three times now over the last couple years because I find that the concepts in it are super simple, but they're also very profound and have to do with kind of contentment in your life. And the book's called The Gap and the Gain by Dan Sullivan. And a lot of this is also Dr. Benjamin Hardy's information. But the concepts in the book, The Gap and the Gain, basically the gap is when you measure yourself to an ideal somewhere in the future. And that's what a lot of us tend to do, is we're in the gap because we're comparing our lives to what we want our lives to be, you know, a certain income level or a certain certification or, you know, this stuff that's always in the future and always not where you are right now. And the central theme with the book is to measure yourself not according to your ideal, but to measure yourself backwards towards the gain, how far you've come in life. And a lot of this has been applicable in my life as I've been striving to become a PA for like 10 years, and I'm finally here, but I'm not always 100% content with where I'm at, even though I've finally accomplished this goal that I've been after for like 10 years. And a lot of this is because I'm still measuring myself towards this ideal in the future where there's no problems to deal with and I can just sip margaritas on a beach. And that's just not a state that most people get to. And even if that's all you had to do is sip margaritas on a beach, you still would want to work. You still would want some kind of purpose in your life. But when you compare yourself to, you know, the gain and where you've come in life, when I compare myself to, you know, making minimum wage as an EMT, you know, 12 years ago, I've come very far. And it makes you actually be able to accomplish the things you want to accomplish in your life when you see how far you've come. Because I think measuring towards the ideal can depress you and make you constantly wish that you were in this future rather than being present with where you are now. There's some really good quotes in this book, and I just want to share a couple of them with you guys to hopefully encourage you and help you reframe your mindset towards this concept of looking how far you've come. You know, if you're a paramedic, look at this huge amount of schooling you went through to become a paramedic above an EMT. If you're a PA now, look at how far you've come through all of PA school. You know, you went through this super rigorous application process and all these difficulties, and now you've arrived. Like, you did something that most people never do. Even if you're a brand new EMT, look at this EMT school that you went through and all this medical knowledge that you've gained. Compare yourself to where you were before, and you've seen that you've come this far, and now you can accomplish anything. You've done that. You can go on to do anything you want to do, rather than comparing yourself to your paramedic partner that knows all this stuff you don't know, or the doctor that you gave handoff report who knows all these things you don't know about medicine. Compare yourself to you and who you used to be, rather than compare yourself to this ideal that you're never going to match. So here's some of the quotes I want to share with you guys. So, and this is, a lot of these quotes are Benjamin Hardy, who didn't write the book, but they're, you know, his material that the book was based on. If you focus on what you lack, you lose what you have. If you focus on what you have, you gain what you lack. The rule is simple. The person who fails the most will win. If I fail more than you do, I will win, because in order to keep failing, you've got to be good enough to keep playing. The way to measure your progress is backward against where you started, not against your ideal. In psychology, inattentional blindness occurs when you are so fixated on one thing that you fail to see everything else going on around you. It's easy to miss the gains happening throughout our lives or businesses because we may have tunnel vision on the problem in front of us. I think that's so key. In order to be present, you've got to see how far you've come, not continually focusing on the problems that seem insurmountable in your present. When you're in the gain, you transform your experiences. In the gap, you compare your experiences to other people's and feel worse off as a result. You don't take ownership of your experiences, but instead you distance yourself emotionally from them, which ends up creating debilitating trauma of varying degrees. And this is what we do when we look at social media. You see all these social media posts of people who are living like this idealized lifestyle, and that's what they're showing you, is just the perfect little glimpses into their life where it's perfect for a couple minutes, and you don't see all the stuff they're struggling with. And so I think that's why social media is so damaging, is because you're comparing yourself to these people. You're not comparing yourself backwards to, you know, how far you've come in life and the things you've overcome. You got to compare yourself to yourself. You're not in competition with anyone else. Billions of dollars are spent every day to manipulate and change your thoughts, desires, and behaviors. The reference points for your own success are being created for you, not by you. If you're not paying for the product, then your behavior change is the product. And that hammers in on the super important point about social media. They're trying to manipulate your thoughts and your behaviors. You're not comparing yourself to yourself like you should be. You're comparing yourself to everybody else. You have an ideal in your mind, and you're measuring yourself against your ideal rather than against the actual progress you've made. This is why you're unhappy with what you've done, and it's probably why you're unhappy with everything in your life. Don't let your past be forgotten. Always measure backward. When your happiness is tied to something in the future, then your present is diminished. You don't feel happy, confident, or successful. But maybe in the future you will be, or so the logic goes. An experience only becomes valuable and useful once you've transformed it into a gain. And that has to do with learning from failures, learning from mistakes. And this is super, super key in medicine. You can be so hard on yourself because you didn't manage a patient appropriately, or you didn't act quick enough on a scene, or you didn't manage a scene perfectly. You've got to learn from those experiences. Otherwise, they were wasted, and you know that stress level and all that was for nothing. You have to use bad experiences and failures and learn something from them, because then you've transformed them into something that taught you something and something that you can learn from. I've made tons of mistakes in medicine, tons of mistakes as a paramedic, tons of mistakes as a PA, but you've got to turn those mistakes, those failures, into something that you learn from, and your future patients will benefit from it. You've got to get some meaning from these bad experiences, because everyone has them, and you can be hard on yourself, stressed on yourself, and if you don't take a lesson from it, it's going to harm your next patient, because you're stuck in the past in a negative way versus taking a lesson from that past. You've got to take meaning out of your failures. Being psychologically flexible means you can move forward through uncertainty. It means you control the meaning of your experiences. When you're in the gain, you become more psychologically flexible. You take every experience life gives you, difficult or easy, scary or exciting, challenging or exhilarating, and you become better as a result. Transforming your experiences means you go back to your former experiences again and again, and through your evolving thinking and reasoning, change what those experiences mean to you. You also continually extract new lessons from those experiences. So when I have a bad day at work and things don't go perfectly, right, I'm in the gap because I'm thinking about how the day should have ideally gone. If I take the bad experiences, the patient outcomes that were less than ideal, my performance that may have been less than ideal, if I look at that and take some kind of a lesson from it and say, this is what I could have done differently, here's the knowledge that I need going into that next patient interaction, or here's a condition that I wasn't that familiar with and I learned something about that condition today and I know how to better treat it in the future, I turn that bad experience into a gain and I learn something from it. And I transform that bad experience into something that's a positive. And so I'm always learning something, and I think that's super key, especially in medicine. So if you guys haven't read it, please check out The Gap and the Gain by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Harding. I think it's a great book. It's very, very simple concept, but if you're anything like me and you get stuck in this mindset of comparing yourself to an ideal, I think it's a very, very helpful book, and it's one of the few books that I've read multiple times because I'm always getting something out of it. Despite its simplicity, it's a very deep book that I think you can continually get something out of. So check out that book, guys. I don't recommend books very often to people, but The Gap and The Gain is one that I think is very beneficial.